So
we do have one person from the county, which is great.
Yes, thank you, Debbie, for joining us. Let's see. Let's see. So I see one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Okay, we at least have eight. So Patty or Cheryl, I'm not sure if others, I believe Lynn Compton notified you that she definitively would not be able to make it. Does anybody else advise that they wouldn't be here?
Yes, I heard Supervisor Ortiz Lake would not be able to join us this afternoon.
Okay. All right, well, normally I'd wait another minute or two to see if others got on, but this is short and sweet. And we looks like we do have a quorum. So we will call the meeting to order and ask the clerk to take the roll.
Absolutely.
Later.
Okay, thank you. Ms. Arnold?
I'm here.
Ms. Bright?
I'm here.
Ms. Compton is absent. Mr. Enns?
Here.
And Mr. Gibson? I don't show you. I'm going to mark Mr. Gibson is not here. Mr. Hammond?
Here.
Mr. Heller?
Here.
Ms. Marks?
Here.
And Mr. Newton? I don't see you. I'm going to mark Mr. Newton absent. Mr. Pichong? Don't hear Mr. Pichong. And Mr. Storton?
Here.
Mr. Burbeau?
Here.
We do have a quorum.
Okay, all righty. And I counted eight. Is that
yes,
right?
With one okay. County, yes.
Right, with one county. Thank you, Debbie. You're our most valuable player today.
My pleasure. So,
okay, so proceed to next to the pledge, and I will do that. Please join me in saluting our nation's flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag, the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Okay, so right now we'll open this to public comment for any item not on the agenda, but under the purview of the IWMA board. Do we have anybody wishing to make public comment on items not on the agenda?
At this time, if a member of the public wishes to make a comment, you may press the raise hand button found at the bottom of your screen, or if you're on the phone, you may press star 9. We have nobody for public comment.
All right, thank you. And then we will move on to our single agenda item regarding passing a resolution that would authorize us to continue to conduct remote meetings. Do we have any public comment on this agenda item?
No, we do not.
Okay. All right. And I'm not sure if I'm going to turn this over to Patty or to Jeff Minnery, who wrote the memo that's in the agenda regarding this issue. Whichever of you wishes to take it away and explain the necessity of this meeting and the agenda item.
Would you like me to handle that, Patty?
That sounds good, Mr. Minnery. Please proceed.
I'll be very quick. President Barbeau, directors of the board. This agenda item is in response to the governor's order on September 16th, executing AB 361. These are the new procedures for virtual meetings. Essentially, you won't notice any change as far as the way we've conducted our business. However, the governor is keeping these meetings on a shorter leash. So we do have to adopt this resolution, making findings of necessity as to why we are having virtual meetings. And from here on out, every 30 days, as long as your board desires to have virtual meetings, we'll be coming back with a like resolution that you can expect to see on your consent agenda. And the one thing to keep in mind is that this executive order will be in place for the foreseeable future, in that it applies not just to the current pandemic, but any state of emergency as declared by the governor. So with that said, I'll answer any questions, but I think this is just a procedural matter, so we can continue on Zoom.
Okay. When you said the executive order continues, the executive order expires today. It's the state of emergency that continues, is it not?
Sorry, the state of emergency continues, yes. And this is the new legislation. It's an amendment to the government code, essentially suspending provisions of the Brown Act.
And so we can continue to do this monthly until the governor's declared state of emergency expires. We can't, after that, unilaterally declare our own state of emergency, or can we?
No, we cannot.
Gotcha. So as long as the governor keeps continuing the state of emergency, we can do this monthly. My last question for you is, because of the way calendars fall, we would typically then have this resolution on our second, or on our, at our monthly meeting. What happens if we meet on the, the 8th of a month, and then, and our next meeting isn't until the 12th of the following month, 34 days later? Is that going to present an issue?
Well, by a strict reading of the legislation as it is now, without much guidance, we would have another special meeting in order to establish these protocols again. It is certainly not ideal. We should be okay with your agency. However, agencies like the Air Pollution Control District that only meet every other month, it's more problematic. So, okay. But that's the way the statute is drafted.
A little built-in inefficiency there. Okay, I see a hand raised by Robert Enns.
Yes, I had a question, Jeff, at our meeting, yes. Which we did last night, same subject. You said we could put this on consent. Can we put a resolution on consent agenda?
You can.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Jan, I see you have a hand raised.
Yes, I had a question. Do we have to wait until the 30 days expires? Or could we say 27 days into the 30-day period, re-up it for another month at that time?
Yes.
In order to avoid, we can do that. Okay. I'd like to do that.
On your next meeting, at the regular board meeting on October 13th, we will be bringing back the reinstated version of this.
Good.
So we'll keep it rolling as quickly. We'll stay ahead of it as much as possible.
Yes. And as much as I enjoy everyone's company, I would like to avoid special meetings like this if possible.
Well, exactly. The only time I would see that happening is if there is more than 30 days between our meeting. We either ignore it because it's only 32 days or something, or we have to convene a special meeting like this in order to comply with the letter of. Okay. Does anybody have any further questions about why this is being done, or any specifics regarding the resolution we're adopting? John, I see you raising your hand.
Just going to make a motion if you're ready. I'm good with it at all.
I'm ready.
I'd like to go ahead and make a motion then to adopt resolution number 2021-10-01, authorizing remote conference meetings for IWMA.
Okay.
I'd like to second it, Jan Marks.
Okay, we have a motion by Hammond, a second by Marks. Any discussion? Okay, seeing no discussion, let's call the roll.
Mr. Hammond?
Aye.
Ms. Marks?
Yes.
Ms. Arnold?
Yes.
Ms. Bright?
Yes.
Mr. Enns?
Yes.
Mr. Heller?
Yes.
Mr. Storton?
Yes.
And Mr. Verbeau?
Yes.
Motion passes with 8 and 5 absent.
All right. And I don't believe we have any further business, unless anybody else has anything good for the cause. I think we can adjourn. Anybody, any comments?
Charles, when's our next meeting here? I don't see a date on it, just for my
calendar. It's on the slide right now, the next full board meeting, October 13th.
It just wasn't on the agenda. Okay, I'm good.
Understand. Yeah. Got it. Okay, well, thank you all very much for taking time out for this special meeting.
Thank you.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, everybody.
Thanks, Charles.
Bye.